This is John Mendelowski, and we're thinking out loud. The Bush tax cut showered riches on the wealthiest of Americans. The middle class got hardly more than chump change. The Medicare modernization plan, passed by means of chicanery in Congress, provides the pharmaceutical industry with $139 billion in windfall profits, while seniors and the disabled under the plan suffer economic rape. Now the Bush administration wants to change Social Security, one of the government's most successful programs in American history. There is no crisis in the Social Security system. None. China. Remember the Saddam's non-existent weapons of mass destruction? His non-existent tons of chemical weapons? His non-existent imminent threat? Well, you can put the Social Security crisis in the same category. There is no crisis. Using actual, realistic government data for calculations, the Social Security system is solvent until 2052. Merely rescinding that portion of the Bush raid on the Treasury, by which a boodle of money has been dumped into the laps of America's richest in more dollars than the total annual income of a very large number of America's working class, would make the Social Security system solvent indefinitely. Yes, indefinitely. That's right. Many of America's wealthiest got a tax cut that exceeds the annual income of a significant portion of America's working class. In a recent editorial appearing in the Boston Globe, Robert Kuttner, co-editor of the magazine The American Prospect, writes about the phony Social Security crisis. He states, "For years, the Social Security trustees have used very conservative assumptions about the future rates of economic growth, productivity growth, and the growth of the labor force. These assumptions, in turn, affect the projected payroll tax collections that will fund the Social Security payments. 5 years ago, in the late 1990s, they estimated the long-term economic growth rate at just 1.7%. The reality has been well above 3%. Most economists now believe the economy can do a lot better than 1.7% annual growth. In its 1997 report, the trustees projected that the system would no longer be able to meet all its obligations by the year 2029. Just 6 years later, in 2003, based on their acknowledgement of stronger economic growth, the trustees moved the crisis date back to 2042. So if the system can gain 13 years of life in 6 years, there's not much of a crisis. But that's just the beginning. In June, the bipartisan Congressional Budget Office used more realistic assumptions about economic growth. The Congressional Budget Office puts the first shortfall year at 2052, not 2042. And it projects Social Security's 75-year shortfall at only 0.4% of gross domestic product. Currently, that's about $40 billion a year, or 1/5 of the revenues that the Bush administration gave up in tax cuts for the wealthy. Simply restoring pre-Bush tax rates on the richest 1% of Americans could bring the Social Security system into balance indefinitely without reducing promised payouts by one penny. The administration uses far rosier assumptions than the Social Security trustees in claiming high returns for its proposed private accounts. The administration assumes that individual portfolios will appreciate at 6 or 7% a year. But if the economy is only growing at 1.7% a year, there is no way the stock market will achieve those results. Conversely, if we apply the Bush administration rosy assumptions to the present Social Security system, there is no crisis at all. The administration has also been throwing around a particularly hysterical statistic that Social Security faces $10 trillion to $11 trillion in unfunded liabilities. That figure is nothing but the total long-term payout that the government expects to pay to retirees. But we don't calculate the rest of the budget that way. The Pentagon, for instance, spends about $400 billion a year. The Pentagon's 75-year unfunded liability at that rate is $30 trillion. In the coming debate, defenders of Social Security need to educate the public on just how solid the existing system is and just how exaggerated is its supposed crisis. If they fail to do that and get bogged down in a debate about how to fix a system that isn't really broken, the privatizers will win and Social Security will be needlessly pillaged. So there you have it. The real beneficiaries of Social Security privatization will not be Americans paying into the system, but Wall Street brokerage houses and stockbrokers. They're looking for money, your money, to gamble with. Thank you. This is John Mendelowski, and we're thinking out loud.
John Mendelowski is a staff representative with the Chemical Workers Council of the United Food and Commercial Workers Union. John is also the former president of the Nashua Labor Council.